For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Phil Smith with this week's corrupt cop story for the Drug Truth Network. This week we're heading down to Texas, where down on the Mexican border in Brownsville, former Cameron County Sheriff Conrado Cantu and four others, including two more from the Sheriff's Department, were charged on June 9th with massive systematic corruption that netted them tens of thousands of dollars. According to the federal indictment, a continuing criminal enterprise led by Cantu provided information about drug investigations and offered protection to drug traffickers and the operator of an illegal gambling operation. One defendant told a convicted drug dealer that Cantu would let him escape for $50,000. In another incident, the department seized $25,000 in purported drug money from a government snitch, whom one of the defendants told that the department helped traffickers, and Cantu wanted the money as protection. Cantu faces eight counts, including conspiracy to possess marijuana and cocaine with intent to distribute, extortion, money laundering, obstruction, and operating a continuing criminal enterprise. He's in jail and looking up to 35 years in prison. The others face similar charges. As always, there are more corrupt cop stories this week. Check them out online at the Drug War Chronicle at stopthedrugwar.org.
Our guest this week on Cultural Baggage will be Norm Stamper. He's the former police chief of Seattle, Washington, and has just written a new book that truly deserves the title, Breaking Ranks. He'll be with us on the phone, but here's a bit of a pre-recorded interview.
All right, sir, and if I could just get a soundbite from you, your thoughts on the drug war.
Abysmal failure should be ended yesterday. The money that is being invested in enforcement and interdiction and attempting to work the supply side of the supply-demand equation should be, most of it, transferred over to prevention, education, and along with a shift in thinking that would frame drug use and certainly drug abuse as a medical and public health problem.
Yes, sir. You may not have had a chance to see it. Just yesterday, the Wall Street Journal put out an article basically saying that we're funding the terrorists, which is thoughts that many people have come to of late.
Well, I certainly in the chapter on decriminalization of drugs point to the experience in Afghanistan, and I think there is strong support for that assertion.
The DOT award of $750 still stands at the ready for any police captain, any agent of the DEA, CIA, or Justice Department, any judge, any district attorney, any scientist who'll speak for eternal drug war is welcome to that cash. They're certainly willing to take your money for drug war. Why won't they take mine? Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.